Hey friends, welcome back. Kerry Green here. I hope you're ready to get your mind aligned with the truth of God's Word as we dig into the book of John today, the Gospel of John. Today's episode is sponsored by some listeners, Rodney and Sherry Jackson from Texas, who say they just want to support what's going on with the Morning Mindset because they want to spread God's Word and ways to as many others as possible. Thank you, Rodney and Sherry. I love your heart there. And if you would like to sponsor an episode like Rodney and Sherry did, you can go to morningmindsetmedia.com/daily sponsor. You'll also find that link in the description for this episode. Okay, today we're stepping into the Gospel of John right in the middle of a story. Now, let me recap for you very quickly. Jesus has these three friends who are all siblings, Mary and Martha and Lazarus. And Mary and Martha send a message to Jesus telling him that Lazarus is ill. Now, in yesterday's episode, we looked at the verse just before the ones we're looking at now, where Jesus hears about Lazarus being ill, and he chooses not to go to them for 2 more days. So by the time he gets there, Lazarus has been dead for 4 days. Now, here we're picking up right after he got the news, and his disciples are going to ask him some questions. So beginning in John chapter 11, verse number 7, it says, "Then after this, he said to the disciples, 'Let us go to Judea again.'" So this is after his 2 days of waiting. "The disciples said to him, 'Rabbi, the Jews were just now seeking to stone you, and are you going to go there again?' Jesus answered, 'Are there not 12 hours in the day? If anyone walks in the day, he does not stumble because he sees the light of this world. But if anyone walks in the night, he stumbles because the light is not in him.'" This seems like a strange response to their question, right? They're a little concerned because they just came from the region of Judea where Jesus was threatened by the Pharisees. They tried to arrest him. Those kinds of things. And the disciples know that full well. So when Jesus mentions, "We need to go back to Judea," they are a little skittish about that. And so they question him. Now, Jesus' response is an odd one. He sometimes responds this way with a story or an illustration rather than a direct answer. So what is he trying to say to them? Well, he gives an illustration to explain it. He says, if you go for a walk, and you do so in the daylight, you're not likely to stumble over things because you can see where you're going. That's what he means by the light of this world enables the person to see. So the sun is bright. It helps you not to trip. He says, but if anyone walks in the night, he stumbles because the light is not in him. Man, I had a firsthand experience of this just the other morning. My alarm went off. I try not to make a lot of noise and turn on lights and stuff so I don't wake my wife. And so as I was getting up, I stepped on the edge of the dog's bed and it caused me to stumble. And I put out my hand and hit the wall, knocked a picture off the wall. And so all my efforts not to make noise sure didn't work that morning. Now, Jesus is saying this in response to their question. So what is he saying to his disciples? What I believe he's saying is, you are responding as a person would respond if they've stumbled in the darkness. You're responding based on what you think is going on, but you can't really see clearly because fear is the darkness that's blinding you. Fear is making you hedge your bets and make decisions that aren't in accord with what needs to be done. But I, on the other hand, I'm walking in the light. I'm able to see in the light because I understand what's going on. So why are you questioning me? Let's just go to Judea. Friends, I think there is a great illustration for us here that we need to learn how to walk in light instead of fear. Now, granted, most of the time, we don't have the same kind of insight that Jesus did when he was walking on planet Earth. He was God, correct? So he understood what was going on in this situation with Lazarus and Mary and Martha. He knew what he was going to do. He knew what was going to happen. So he didn't fear. But the disciples, they didn't know, and they were fearful. And Jesus is kind of rebuking them with this story. He's saying, remember who I am. Remember, I am the light. Friends, we need to walk in the confidence that Jesus is caring for us. Jesus has everything under control, and he is the one who will guide us. Just today, my wife said to me, when we stay close to the one who's making the decisions, then we understand better what the decisions need to be. Lord Jesus, give us faith like Jesus is exhorting his disciples to have. Show us what it means to walk in the light instead of in fear. Don't let us get waylaid and stumbled by the things we can't understand and the things that are fearful to us. Lord, enable us to rise above it because we know who you are. We understand your character and we know your great heart toward us as your people. Encourage us today as we reach out to others, as we love in your name, and as we show up as your light in the world. Hey friends, you may not know that I have published a variety of books, Christian growth, fiction, even a children's picture book. You can find all of those at careygreen.com/books. That's careygreen, like the color, .com/books.